Hello, everybody. This is Scott Hamilton, editor of Lehigh News. Welcome to our launch of a podcast called 10 Minutes About. This will be a periodic podcast about key topics of the day. The substance will be time limited to about 10 minutes. Our inaugural podcast is about the recertification of the 737 MAX. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration this week recertified the plane after more than 20 months of its grounding March 13th, 2019, following the Ethiopian Airlines accident on March 10. With me today to discuss the return to service is Bjorn Firm, Lehigh News' aerospace engineer, expert, and a former fighter pilot with the Swedish Air Force. Bjorn has followed the MAX crisis since it began, writing many technical articles for Lehigh News and participating in technical briefings. With that, let's begin, and the clock is running. So, Bjorn, obviously the first headline question is the MAX safe for return to service?
I definitely think so. I have a rather deep understanding of the MAX, or the 737 as an aircraft to start with. And as a base aircraft, it is a very sound aircraft. It's had a very good safety record over its 50 years in service. And there was some modifications in the last incarnation, the MAX, that made it a little bit tricky in one very small corner of its flight envelope. And Boeing did a very sloppy modification to take care of that. And what that modification was, tried to do, and how to fix it is well understood. And that is done now.
And of course, you're referring to the MCAS system, the Maneuver Augmentation Characteristic System. So for our listeners, just give a short description what that does and why it went wrong.
Okay, so an airliner is asked to fly a very wide envelope. That means from very low speed when starting a landing all the way up to a rather high speed, very close to the speed of sound when it's cruising, and also to fly at very low altitude, of course, from the airport, and then up to almost 10 kilometers or something like 6-7 miles in the sky whilst it's cruising. And the air density and the way the air works with the aircraft is very different in those circumstances. So at a very small part of the slow-flying envelope, there was a twitchiness in the version of the MAX, the 737, which is called the MAX. And that twitchiness, while it wasn't really dangerous, wasn't allowed according to the certification rules. So Boeing introduced a fix for that, a fix in the flight control system that made it feel less twitchy and more predictable for the pilots.
So what is it that became the problem with the MCAS, and how did Boeing and the other regulators achieve a fix for those problems?
Okay, so the Boeing made the fix by taking an already implemented system in the flight control system that made it easier for the pilot to handle the aircraft, called speed trim, and they just modified the speed trim a little bit to handle also this twitchiness of the aircraft just before it went into something called a stall, which means basically the aircraft is flying too slowly and that the flow over the wing is breaking down. And just before this happened, which is a well-known phenomenon for all pilots, just before this happened, the aircraft got a little bit nose happy. It wanted to pull up the nose with rather low pressure on the stick from the pilot. And they introduced a trim function that actually made the nose a little bit heavier just before the stall. That's all. And that implementation had a very big fault in it. And that's what was the problem.
All right. So there has been obviously a lot of focus by investigators, by the media, by, of course, the families of the victims, that this is all Boeing's fault. Yet we know that there's no accident that is strictly a trace to a single set of circumstances. It's a series of circumstances. What did the pilots do or not do on the Ethiopian and Lion Air airplanes that might have contributed to the accident?
I would say that in most cases, the pilots does have a rather big share of what happened. In this case, I would say not, because the implementation from Boeing that they actually had this fix that went very wrong wasn't even told to the pilots. So the pilots were totally unaware that there was a system that in very normal circumstances, when there was a fault of a sensor, that should tell the system when to start working or not, that they actually had something happening to the control of the aircraft that was totally impossible for them to understand what was happening. So the first pilot that came across it, he actually counted this very strange behavior of the flight control system 22 times. And it was only when he left over to his first officer to try to figure out what's happening that he then lost control of the aircraft.
All right, so as we've gone through 20 months of investigation and modifications to the MAX, why should we believe that Boeing and even the FAA have got the job done right this time?
Well, they spent almost 2 years on a subject that you normally fix within a month. And it was a rather small failure. The cardinal failure of the software, it's a software which we're talking about, was that the reset criteria was the wrong one. They left the old reset criteria from speed trim in, which they shouldn't. The reset criteria should have been that the aircraft is no longer in the danger zone or pitching up just before stall, and then the system should reset to be able to handle the next situation. And it was only one fault, really, that was necessary to fix. What they did, Boeing, in the process, they fixed more faults around this function than just this little reset problem.
Now, for me, the participation of Europe's regulatory agency, EASA, Transport Canada in particular, and then the other regulators who reviewed the whole certification process should give the flying public some additional comfort that the fixes this time are correct. You know, the FAA took huge hits in its oversight of this, but with the EASA and Transport Canada and other regulators now involved in the recertification, and those recertifications have yet to come, I'm more comfortable with the safety of the MAX than I might have been had it only been the FAA. What is your take on that?
I totally agree. It was actually ANAC as well from Brazil, for instance. And all those certification authorities has an independent standing. And the fact that they can agree that the job is now very thoroughly done and the aircraft is safe to fly is reassuring.
Well, what does Boeing say about how long it will take them to return the MAX to service? You know, we have the COVID environment right now. Boeing has to certify each and every airplane before it's delivered to the airline. Tell us what Boeing is saying these days.
They have 450 aircraft which are not delivered, and they have 387 aircraft which are delivered, which are all grounded. And it would actually take 2 years in total to get them all flying. The process to get them flying is well known because we are taking aircraft out of storage, for instance, in Victorville all the time. So taking aircraft that has been stored for a long time and getting it to a flight worthy state again, that is a well-known process, but it's going to take 2 years.
All right. I think that pretty well covers it for our 10 minutes about. And thanks very much, Bjorn. And for our listeners, stay tuned for future podcasts.